dog and Anthony, the two best, greatest friends to me. Skipping through the forest, past the birds and the bees, you and me. Dog and Anthony, the two best, greatest daddies in me. Teaching me lessons and moralities, but I'm too far gone now. Do you know who I'm talking about? I don't know, but you'll soon find out. Maybe so let me sing it out. Anthony and Doug, changing up the order so Anthony feels like he truly matters, but we all know he does. He sure does. I don't care what people say, we'll play our own damn way. Will we find out who's wrong or who's right? It doesn't matter, we just like the fights. Doug and Anthony, funny motherfuckers making our lives a breeze. Please don't ever change, you got the magic we need in times like these. A broken life looking down on a knife, redirected through the joys of life. Made a podcast with your bestest friend, who could imagine how your life turned out in the end. Anthony, you get a lot of shit, mostly from Doug, he's the bearer of it. But you're essential, so it's all okay. Who fucking cares about your feelings? They're gay anyway. Doug and Anthony, cheers to many more years, be as great as these. You got yourselves a family now, isn't that neat? Don't fuck it up. Cause we love the two of you. Cause we love the two of you. Cause we love the two of you. Cause we love the two of
you. All right, buddy.
Hi.
Hi.
That was fucking amazing.
Yeah, thank you very much, Fritzy. We really appreciate that.
I really appreciate that he would put my name first just to try to make me feel better, like I matter. That was probably my favorite part.
So is that your favorite song that we've had?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Even better than the rap?
Yes.
And Norica?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean
what
yes.
What the fuck, dick?
I didn't mean that like in a dick way. I just, that was my favorite. Because I really, not that the others weren't, but Norica especially, I didn't feel like he didn't know us. He's just like, yeah, sure, I'll write a song, I don't care. But this one came, we didn't ask him. This one came from like
it a came different from the heart of the raccoon.
Right out of the garbage can.
That is a backhanded compliment if I've ever heard one.
it was a compliment, trust me.
Yeah, Dave had a good song, too.
Oh, yeah,
and
for
Bob
sure.
Had a good song.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know why you'd sit here and shit all over all these people that
didn't shit on anybody.
What about, what's his name? Skinny Wizard.
I really like that one.
All right.
So you realize that whatever the next song somebody writes is going to be my new favorite. That's how this works. Out with the old, in with the new, or whatever.
Yeah, anyway, thank you, Fritzy.
Yeah, that was really, really good.
So, what's first on the list? Our P.O. Box.
P.O. Box.
So, I have... have you gotten any messages from people?
No.
All right. So, I have gotten a couple messages.
All right.
Let's call it 200.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, in that case, then, yes, I have gotten some messages. There's like 700 of them, at least. They just
I've only gotten like 800 or so, but... no, so I've gotten several messages, and I kind of feel shitty answering them. It's like, what do you want? So I don't answer them. Well, except for one. Somebody asked me what my favorite snack was, and I'm like,
how can you not answer that?
I'm like, beef jerky. I don't know. Slim Jims.
Snap to a Slim Jim.
So, like, here, I pulled an example of one. Uh-huh. Morning, Doug. Now that you have a, this came in today. Now that you have a P.O. box, I'd like to send some stuff your way. What shoe size do you and Anthony wear?
So weird.
I can't. I don't have the heart to tell him that I wear a size 13 shoe.
And I wear a size 10 because my wiener is small.
Then he follows it up with, maybe I could send you a pair of Jordans.
Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine me in a pair of Jordans? Like, I don't think you really play basketball.
I think if that happens, you're going to do the whole show with your feet kicked up on the desk just to show your Jordans, the mic all the way back here.
Check out my kicks. And then he ends it with, also, which Lego sets do you like? All of them. Like
the ones that you put together.
There isn't a bad Lego set.
Oh, shit.
But I can't answer that question because then it would seem like I'm pandering.
I mean.
No, it's content for the show.
Right. It's cool to pander as long as it's content for the show. Didn't we have a like an Amazon wish list at some point? Which is even 100% more douchey.
But we didn't publish any of them.
Oh, okay.
But that's how, remember that's how the
yeah, yeah.
The roller coaster Lego set that I wanted.
Yeah.
That I'm, the P.O. box is big enough to fit.
I'm gonna be very upset when you get a bunch of shit and I get nothing. I get a note that says, you matter.
You're essential.
You're an essential worker.
I wonder if somebody will send a co-host to my P.O. box. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
If I open up my P.O. box and Kaya climbs out, that'd be fucking great.
Oh, that hurts my feelings.
Oh, all right. Well, that's it, pretty much.
That's it. Send stuff to the P.O. box. You want to give the address again?
I wasn't going to, but now that you brought it up, I almost feel like we're forced to tell them that it's P.O. Box 114, Harper, Kansas, 67058.
Awesome. Bong. Jacob Wolf, the anthrax should arrive in 3 business days. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate that.
No, we don't.
You don't like anthrax?
If you're going to send anthrax to me, put a note on there that says, please forward to Anthony. Doug, do not open forward to Anthony.
Awesome. Now everything you're going to get is going to say that. Oh, shit. Oh. It better at least be Attack of the Killer Bees.
Yeah. They're never talking about my album.
Never get to use my anthrax jokes. Sha-sha.
Okay. So this story, critics recoil in horror over Amy Coney Barrett. That's the new judge lady that they're whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
One of her old rulings that says the N-word does not make the workplace hostile.
Right.
Okay, so that leak, have you heard anything about this?
I read the headline somewhere else earlier today, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't read the
article. So that leads you to believe that she is your typical white racist, like, if you just say the N-word, it's no big, right?
Uh-huh. Okay. I mean, so that's not the first thing I thought, but yeah, okay, I can see that for sure.
Okay.
The way my brain works, the first thing I thought was, I read the first part of the headline, critics recoil in horror, and then I stopped, and I thought, no, they didn't. Nobody recoiled. Exactly. Nobody recoiled in horror. Fucking idiots.
A ruling by Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett that whitewashed racism in the workplace shocked the internet this week. The same place.
Shocked the internet.
Where it is not. You can go on there and watch videos of somebody fucking a baby with a kitten.
Right.
And you have just become completely desensitized to it.
Right.
According According to the report, Barrett said that there was no evidence that the use of the N-word created a hostile or abusive working environment.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So here's the tweet that went out by some fucking cunt on Twitter.
Of course.
Here's a racial discrimination case that Barrett did decide, where she wrote that being called the N-word at work by your supervisor does not constitute a hostile or abusive work environment. Okay. That sounds horrible, right?
It does.
In reality, here's what she wrote. The N-word, this is the what the judge wrote.
Sure.
The N-word is an egregious racial epithet. Epithet. Barrett wrote in Smith versus Illinois Department of Transportation. That said, Smith can't win simply by proving that the word was uttered. He must also demonstrate that Colbert's use of this word altered the conditions of his employment and created a hostile or abusive working environment. So somebody tried suing because they heard the N-word at work.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
She's saying that does not mean that it's a hostile work environment.
Right.
What they said on Twitter is that it's okay if your supervisor calls you the N-word.
Yeah, right. They got to twist the shit so much. Doesn't it make you, like, first of all, this is one of those articles that looks like, maybe I'm wrong, you don't have the whole article here, but maybe it looks like one of those articles that's just like a headline and then 15 tweets and a little blurb about each tweet. How is that journalism? How is that an article? I don't understand. Like,
so you've talked about in the past, you know, and I think I shut you down when you started talking about it, because I probably said something like, You're being an idiot. You pull off one story where you see somebody that mentions a tweet, and now you're suggesting that's all they do is pull tweets.
Uh-huh.
And in reality, you can't find any fucking news story that doesn't reference Twitter.
Right. It kills me, man. I don't understand. My mindset is still like, when people say it's cringeworthy to even hear in a news article, well, according to Twitter, or because of this tweet, the word tweet shouldn't be in any sort of journalistic anything. It's cringeworthy to me, but we've moved past the cringeworthy factor into, Twitter, it's cool. I don't get it.
Yeah, you never heard Walter Cronkite say that.
Right? Oh, God. Fucking Walter Cronkite.
I still think I'm dying here.
You think so? If Doug dies on stream, I don't know. I got nothing.
I'm either having a heart attack or just extremely bad indigestion.
Or, you know, whatever. It's cool. Does your left arm hurt?
I don't know. I can't feel it.
Indigestion it is. Show must go on.
Rub some dirt on it.
Fuck.
Okay. So I decided to be a good soldier this week and look at the stories that you had posted over in Possible Stories.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of like see, okay, where's Anthony's head at this week? What's he fucking putting up here?
Yeah, yeah.
And I pulled over a couple of them because they were funny. The first thing is, you need to work on the way that you're labeling the stories.
I think you've told me that before. I think we've had that exact conversation before.
So the one here, Vin Diesel is broke, apparently. So I clicked that, and I was expecting something about Vin Diesel. And I read and read, and I'm like, all right, I got some fucking ammo to burn this motherfucker. He's putting up links to shit that don't even, and then down at the bottom, I see how you came up with that fucking name. Like the...
It was funny to me.
Right. But as I told you, the headlines don't need to be funny. They need to help us get through the show.
I think you're missing something. We just got to get through this. Don't worry about being funny. We just have to get through this.
No. You don't need to worry. Save your humor for when people will hear it and appreciate it. I don't appreciate it.
But they're hearing it now.
Okay.
Vin Diesel is broke, apparently. And it's funny to me.
So that's how Anthony communicates to me that he wants to talk about this story.
Uh-huh.
That's what Anthony wrote. Vin Diesel is broke, apparently. So here's the story. This is no joke. Calgary single mom warns others against getting scammed twice. 32-year-old Caitlin George is a single mom who says she struggled to give her two boys the opportunities they need. That is the vulnerability a pair of fraudsters traded on and the important part of her cautionary tale. Everyone can be manipulated by the right approach at the right time. George was first defrauded through Facebook, where she was messaged and told she'd won $250,000 in a new truck in a contest. But when she went to claim the prize, she was told the truck was held up at the border by Canada Customs, and she'd have to pay to release it. She's too embarrassed to show how much she paid.
Well, that's awesome. That means it's a lot.
Okay, the story goes on and on.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. George was hit by a second scam. What appeared to be Hollywood action star Vin Diesel contacted her through direct messages, flattering her and starting a romantic exchange of hundreds of messages. There were vague plans to celebrate his birthday in Calgary together, but how the fuck did you... Why did you label it that Vin Diesel is broke?
Because Vin Diesel's direct messaging some lady on Facebook. Saying, and then it says in there, Vin Diesel direct messaged this lady on Facebook and asked her for money to help with the production of his film because they were in trouble. The film was trouble.
No. An expensive piece of equipment broke.
Yeah, that's what it was. An expensive piece of film equipment broke, and Vin Diesel wants to save the day. So he's messaging random people on Facebook. How stupid do you have to be? Oh, God. Yeah, I think that's funny. I can't help it. How stupid do you have to be? Like the first one, all right, yeah, you want a truck, whatever, pay for the duties or whatever it is. Like, I get it. People are dumb. They fall for that shit. But Vin Diesel is not going to message you on Facebook and ask you to replace some film equipment. You fucking moron.
Do you think that he... How
you can't even, it's so stupid you can't even wrap your head around it.
Do you think that she was talking to fake Vin Diesel about the people that tried scamming them out of the scamming her out of the truck?
I hope so.
No. What if she asked fake Vin Diesel to drive the truck because he's so good at it?
That's even better. What would be even better if it was the same fucking people? That would be awesome.
So here's how the conversation goes. Man. I've been waiting forever to use this line. Okay. So what's her name? Dumb bitch.
Dumb bitch.
Okay. So dumb bitch says, Vin, I want a truck. Would you be free in 3 months to go pick it up? And he says, I don't know. That's a long time away. I don't know if I'll be free then. And she says, don't you worry about planning your future. And he says, baby, I live my life 60 seconds at a time. No, quarter mile at a time. God damn it. I fucked it up.
Take two.
I want to do over. And he says, baby, I live my life a quarter mile at a time. Have you ever even seen that movie?
No.
Fuck, how the fuck could you not have seen Fast and the Furious?
Isn't there like 14 of them? You know why I haven't seen them? I don't give a fuck about cars.
I don't give a fuck about cars either, but it's the Fast and the Furious is a good movie. Except for that line.
I seriously doubt that it's a good movie. Objectively good. You think that's a good movie? Vin Diesel is a bad actor, bad script, bad plot about cars driving fast. No way that it's a good movie.
Paul Walker's.
I don't even know who that is.
Well, he's on fire, man. He's a great actor.
He's on fire. All right. Don't know who he is, but okay. What else is he in?
He was in a crash that burned him up and killed him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So he really is on fire. Awesome. No, I can't imagine that's a good movie.
I don't give a fuck. Okay.
Can't imagine.
Will you watch it with me?
Are you asking me out on a date?
Yes.
It's kind of weird, but yes. Are you paying for dinner?
If I can finger you.
Free dinner? I'm in. My choice, right? Ulysses Ortiz, 2GMO. Stay away from my racist podcast.
What's GMO?
I have genetically modified organisms. I don't know. No fucking clue.
Shit, yeah, man. More super chats.
Mr. Man Dude Guy. How much for Doug in a whale fursuit? Like to rent or I don't understand the question.
Like for me to come to a birthday party?
Yeah. Let's start doing birthday parties. Kids' parties.
I used to do magic shows for kids' birthday parties.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Look.
Doug just took his thumb off, everybody. I'll narrate. You do the tricks and I'll narrate.
So, you know what I was thinking is, because I used to do a lot of magic.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about doing a Patreon magic show.
Uh-huh. Are you going to try and saw me in half, or is that the plan?
I don't know that you were invited.
Oh, damn. I was really looking forward to getting sawed in half.
Okay. This one's been all over.
That story was stupid. The best part was that you were mad about the title. And as I was putting that title in there, I was like, yeah, Doug's not going to like this title.
This has so you do nothing. Shit to get, I
did that on purpose.
To get me pissed off.
No. That one I did. Not always, just that one. And it wasn't pissed off. It was fun. I thought it was funny.
I'm furious.
Are you fast too?
The fat and the furious.
Oh, hold on. Shit.
Show title.
Wait, then that means I'm furious. All right, well, anyways, Vin Diesel's broke. He was trying to scam some lady on Facebook. Can we revisit something that happened last time we recorded?
Okay.
We had an article about some lady getting her head cut off. And then we argued for 15 minutes about the fucking Vietnamese flag. What flag was it? The fucking Confederate flag. I can't even think of the word. How did we get, I was not listening, but I was thinking back. How the fuck did we get to that point? How did that happen? How did the conversation go from lady getting her head cut off to me and you arguing about the fucking rebel flag?
Because the guy was the guy that cut off his mom's head,
uh-huh,
came out holding a Union Jack flag.
Oh, okay. I was thinking about that the other day, and I couldn't be bothered to go back and listen. But you know, I couldn't like think how the fuck did we get to that point?
So, Snake Eye Studio here. He's working on our Alaskan Avenger shirt.
Sweet. Yeah, it looks really, really good so far, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So he keeps sending me updates, like mm-hmm. screenshots of it.
Yeah.
And like, it's almost done. And then I'm like, cool, tomorrow I'm going to get it. And then it's almost done. Draw faster, man.
Draw faster, but, you know, don't lose any of the quality.
Yeah, so... Actually, I'm wearing his fucking shirt, his design right now, the Raiden thing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fucking cool.
Yeah.
If he ever gets it done.
Awesome.
Oh, what's this? Fags from Fripple Frapple. Thank you, Fripple Frapple fucker.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, I want to get to this one here. So,
all right.
This has been all over podcast world already, so we're late to the game.
Damn it. Hate when that happens.
Transgender man sues Amazon for pregnancy and gender identity discrimination. He says they assigned him to lift heavy bags of dog food after he told them he was pregnant and they refused to believe him.
So shouldn't that be the end of the story? Like, I mean, it, just that byline, like, shouldn't, like, in a normal world, like, say it was 1997, wouldn't you read that headline and just be like, oh, man, they got me. One of them satire articles.
Mad Magazine. You. So if you read it, this isn't like what you would expect it to be.
Uh-huh.
If you read it, it's somebody that was born a woman and uh-huh. transitioned to a man, but mm-hmm. they still have their woman parts, and apparently they got fucked. Uh-huh. So it's somebody that identifies as a man but still able to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense, right? In today's world, that makes sense. He is pregnant.
Yeah. Okay.
His pussy got filled with
semen.
With her dick.
With the women cock. What? Shouldn't it be like a law once you're pregnant, you're not, your pronouns automatically revert back to normal? Like, that's like one of the things that happens with the hormones. It just automatic.
You know what? I think you just solved it.
Yeah.
So you take a pregnancy test and you piss on it. If it's negative, you're a he. And if it's positive, you're a she.
Perfect.
And in the off chance that it comes up both positive and negative, then you can call yourself they.
Perfect. I like that. I like that better. Oh, God. I hate talking about things that all the other podcast people are talking about, which is probably everything we talk about. But.
Okay. So it, well, you know what? We're transitioning.
We are? Like both of us? Well, that sucks.
we're getting out of that story.
All right.
And we're going to go to, I got two stories lined up that I promise you that no other podcasts are talking about.
Perfect.
This one I titled, Oh Boy.
Oh Boy.
Abandoned baby found with umbilical cord is likely to die after mom tossed newborn out window onto frigid street.
I've heard this on all the podcasts.
Okay. So there's a reason why I pulled this. A newborn baby was allegedly thrown out of a bathroom window of a New York home by its mother on Sunday. Cops told the New York Post baby boy suffered hypothermia and remained in critical but stable condition. Blah, blah, blah. Mom was charged with attempted murder, giving birth in a bathtub.
That's against the law?
Had just given birth in a bathtub before tossing the baby out of the bathroom window. Okay. But the baby had, the boy's umbilical cord was still attached when he was discovered outside his home, blah, blah, blah. And my first thought was, I bet he went bungee jumping.
He's going to live the extreme life.
He had a Monster energy drink in his hand.
Mom tried to stop him, but she couldn't. He can't control me.
That was, oh boy.
Oh boy.
This one I called.
All right. I guess that was it.
Well, I had to get the bungee jump joke in there.
Yeah, I got it.
This one I call, I can still see her little arm.
Awesome. I wonder where this is going to go.
Toddler's arm torn off by wolf-dog hybrid at sanctuary owned by her grandma, who then picked up her little arm.
Wolf dog.
All dogs are wolf-dog hybrids.
No. Wolf dog sounds cooler.
Okay, anytime that I say wolf or dog, you wolf have dog. To go wolf dog. All right. A 2-year-old girl has lost most of her right arm after it was ripped off by a wolf-dog hybrid dog. That was kept at her grandparents' sanctuary.
You were ready for it, and it still caught you off guard.
That was kept at her grandparents' sanctuary. Sophia Scraver lost part of her limb when she stuck her arm into the animal's cage in West Bloomfield, Michigan, in July. It is believed that that Sophia was attempting to grab the hybrid animal's shiny collar.
Wolf dog.
Why is that so fucking funny?
I don't know. Whatever works.
We believe she grabbed his collar and he pulled to get it away. She then got her arm stuck in the fence at the elbow and lost her arm. So,
like, my arm's stuck. I can't find it.
So the dog, the wolf dog.
Wolf dog.
You're making my heart attack worse.
Sorry.
To change the title to Wolf Dog.
All right.
But the dog didn't even, they made it sound like the dog bit it and ripped it off.
Mm-hmm.
The dog just pulled it off. It like pulled off her fucking arm.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We believe she was interested in the shiny collar being worn by one of the wolf dogs.
Wolf dog.
After she was rushed to the hospital, I went back to the pen and picked up her little arm.
No! That's awesome.
I can still see it today. Her little hand was still closed as if she was grasping the collar.
Oh, I can still see it today because it's up on my shelf. What else are we going to do with it?
Wolf dog.
Every once in a while, I take it and hit the dog with it. Bad dog.
Animal control officers previously removed more than a half dozen animals from the facility, which was unlicensed, according to reports. Conservation.
Doesn't, when they say half, over a half dozen, doesn't that, like, just say six. Like, six isn't that many. Like, when you say a half dozen, it means, oh my God, hundreds of animals. Half dozen sounds like a lot. Just say six. Assholes.
Yeah, they could come to my house and take away all my dogs, and they could say almost a half dozen dogs.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You don't have a lot of dogs, but you have almost a half dozen. Just say six, assholes.
No person should be allowed near those dogs. It's not fair to this child who lost an arm. It's not fair.
Life's not fair, sweetie.
We are doing everything we can to ensure the safety of anyone who may encounter any animal at Howling Timbers, including the health and safety of the animals at the facility. Why is nobody blaming the little girl for reaching into the pen?
Or her parents for not, like, watching her when she's around wolf dogs.
You shouldn't be responsible for everything that your kid does. At some point, your kid has to understand that they have a responsibility to keep their arms attached.
Yeah, this was a learning moment. A teaching moment. This is a teaching moment. Those dogs are the teachers now. Stupid girl.
Stupid one-armed girl.
She was 18, right? Everything's cool. Don't worry about it. We're not making fun of kids. We don't do that on this show.
Snake Eye says, wolf dog shirt's coming soon. Looking forward to it.
Duh. You know how we operate. You know what? I'm going to make a shirt of me thinking of that idea for a shirt.
Okay. So that was, I can still see her little arm. All right. Jeez. What's next?
All right.
Pick a number, 1 through 5.
3.
Lockdowns for climate change. You added this like a
6 months
ago.
It's just been floating around.
So let's see what it is and what we're doing with it. You're leading this one.
Opinion. We need to act boldly now if we are to avoid economy-wide lockdowns to halt climate change. Halt. We're approaching a tipping point on climate change when protecting the future of civilization will require dramatic interventions. So what they're saying is that we should have more lockdowns like the coronavirus lockdown, but, you know, for climate change, because when we lock down for coronavirus, the environment got better or something.
Right. But I mean, isn't that a fact? Wasn't it in like Venice or something where waters that were typically sludge after like 2 weeks of lockdown, they were crystal clear and you could see like 80 feet to the bottom or something?
Yeah. Yeah. And the sky cleared and everything. All the fog went away, or smog, whatever you call it. All that shit went away. Everything, like, the world just is better when humans aren't around it. So we need to lock ourselves in our houses.
Okay, I've got a tough question for your liberal mind.
Oh, boy, I'm not a liberal. Am I? Okay. I don't know. Maybe I am.
Do you believe in climate change?
Sure.
Do you believe that humans are destroying the Earth?
Yes.
Do you think humans are doing permanent damage to the Earth that the Earth can't recoup from?
I don't know. Maybe. Possibly. I'm not 100% sure on that, I guess.
There you have it, folks.
I'm a climate change denier. You should have just asked me, are you a climate change denier? Yes, I am. I don't know. We got to listen to the experts. Just wear a mask. Shut up.
That's going to be your answer for everything?
Yep.
I believe in science. Wear a mask.
You forgot the shut up part. Wear a mask and shut up.
All right.
I don't know. So, what do you think? Do you believe in climate change?
Okay, so I believe that humans impact the environment.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah. that's kind of where I'm at. I don't know anything beyond that. I have no fucking clue. How in the world would an uneducated fuck like me know that the Earth can't repair itself from what we're doing? How the fuck would I know that?
So I don't expect you to know it. I expect you to have a thought on it. I think my thought is if humans went extinct or instinct, if humans went to NSYNC concerts.
Yeah.
Today, if we all died today, I would say 1,000 years from now, the Earth is going to be as it was.
Yeah, that I would agree with because so I suppose the question is, are we making the Earth uninhabitable? And does that mean it's two separate questions? Does it mean uninhabitable for us or uninhabitable for any animal ever for the history of the existence? Right. That's kind of a stupid question, because if we're making it uninhabitable for us, what difference does it make? We won't be here to know or not know. I mean, once we're gone, if everything else after us can recoup, you know, there'll be regular animals, regular world, whatever, just without us.
So the problem with that is it's not like it's going to be uninhabitable tomorrow.
Right.
And then the next day everybody's gone. It's going to be 300 years of Terminator style environment.
Like crushing people's skulls when you walk and stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm all for climate change. I want to walk on skulls. That's great. I'm not going to be 300 years old. So what difference does it make? Right. Isn't that how we're supposed to look at it? Just whatever it is, dump it in the water. It doesn't fucking matter.
Only if the corporations can save some tax dollars. That's what I care about. Cause tax dollars happen now.
Right. Tax dollars matter, man. So what the problem always comes into, like, where do we draw the line as far as regulations go? And I don't know what the fucking answer. I don't think anybody knows what the fucking answer is, because it's always environmentalists against business, and they're always pitted against each other. There's nobody in between saying, why can't we figure out a better way to preserve the environment and, you know, help businesses? Isn't the answer like the
diesel conversion kit so you can run on McDonald's grease? Isn't that the answer to everything?
Yeah. Yep.
Between that and Tesla cars.
That's the worst idea.
Why?
Electric cars are the worst.
You're the worst.
I am?
Yeah, you can play video games in Tesla. Why the fuck?
I didn't know that. Can you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. My view has changed. Teslas are not the worst.
I think it's great that people think that they're saving the environment by buying a Tesla.
Yeah, right.
And then burning a bunch of coal to charge the battery. Right. I think that's awesome.
Not only to charge the batteries, but you think those batteries just build themselves? You realize that in order to build a battery, you need rare earth minerals. You know where those come from? Africa. The kids in Africa are mining fucking shit so you can have your goddamn electric car and feel good about yourself, you asshole.
I thought that they were coming from another planet called Rare Earth. The same place where they got all the magnets.
These are rare earth minerals. We just got them shipped in today.
You're telling me that rare minerals are only in Africa?
I think that's where most of them come from. Look it up. Isn't it lithium or something? Battery. Just look up battery.
You can get them at Walmart.
Yeah, in Africa. rare minerals or whatever are in batteries? I'm almost positive they mine that shit in Africa.
I'm going to try something new that I've never done in Google. I'm going to ask two questions at once and see if I get the answer.
All right.
Are in batteries, and where are they mined, and by who, and how old are they?
See how many questions you can cram in and get an answer.
Jesus. According to UNICEF and Amnesty International, around 40,000 children are involved in cobalt mining in DRC, where they make $1 to $2 a day.
Damn. I'd mine cobalt for $2 a day.
Well, what the fuck? If you're a kid and you're making $2 a day,
yeah,
you don't have no bills.
Mining. You don't think they have credit cards in the Democratic Republic of Congo? They got problems just like we got problems, buddy.
Okay. I'm calling bullshit.
All right.
So they used to say it cost 40 cents a day to feed a kid from Africa.
Uh-huh. Yeah, those are and like that, the 90s numbers.
And now I'm reading that they make $2 a day. So what the fuck are them little dickheads doing with their other $1.60?
Oh, God.
I want my money back.
Maybe we should start one of those, make you cry commercials where you solicit money from people.
Okay.
I mean, money for us. We just want to raise money for our Patreon, but we're going to make you cry to do it.
No, so you know, like when they show the little Ethiopian kids,
yeah,
their bellies are all distended and shit.
Yep.
I can do that. I just need a DiGiorno.
Is black belly, is that offensive? Or
black belly?
Instead of black face?
No.
No,
that's fine.
That's fine. All right, cool. Moving on.
So, all right. I go lay in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
I put on, I don't even know if they wear underwear in them things. I'll be naked if it's going to.
No, they wear ripped pants, like ripped shorts. That's all they wear.
Ripped shorts.
All right, ripped shorts.
I'll eat a whole DiGiorno so my belly goes straight out. I'll lay out by a pile of dog shit so there's flies and shit.
Can you make one of your dogs look sad?
You can walk by with your thigh master and say, for just pennies a day, we can end the suffering.
Awesome. You're going to need to make your dogs look sad because that helps, pry people's wallets open. Sad dogs and fat little kids.
All right. Bye, everybody.
We got to work on this. See you guys later.
Oh, okay, geez. That was, what was that one? Lockdowns for climate change.
All right.
One, two, three, or four?
Two.
Kindergarten cop.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute.
Was that the one with Dana DeVito?
He's going to get all fucking pissed off if I don't bring this up.
Who?
Fucking shooting the shiznit guy.
Oh. Wrestling. Go.
So did you see I was on a show?
Yep.
Okay, I recorded that like 2 months ago. I completely forgot that I recorded the motherfucker.
That's how good it was. Wrestling. Let's go.
So I went back and listened to it.
Uh-huh.
If you want to hear me sound like I'm camera shy and there was no camera,
uh-huh,
listen to this. I sound nervous as fuck.
Why?
I don't fucking know.
Do you not know anything about wrestling? I mean, comparatively, you know everything about wrestling. For me, I don't know shit about wrestling, but.
Hold on. He actually wrote me a fucking script. Listen, okay.
He wrote you a script.
So he sends me a message and says, hey, I just posted the episode. Can you retweet it? Yeah. Okay, that's fine. That'll give you 4 more engagements. And then today, hey, man. Could you tell your listeners tonight about doing the Shiznitter show? Tell them to go to stspod.club. Love my mama.
stspod.club.
So I did it. Did I just fulfill my obligation?
Yes.
Okay.
Go to STS.
No. I fulfilled my obligation.
Okay.
Kindergarten cop screening canceled in Oregon, accused of glorifying police traumatizing children.
Accused of glorifying police traumatizing children. Is that all? Like, there's no comma there. So it's accused of glorifying police traumatizing children? I'm confused.
You're the one that posted this. You shouldn't be confused by the headline.
Is this the one with Danny DeVito in it? Where they're like twins or whatever?
Yes.
All right. That was the only line I had. I just wanted to throw that line in there. Next story.
Okay, that was Kindergarten Cop.
That was my whole joke.
Who the fuck is a spamming the shit in the fucking comments?
Oh, what?
John Cart.
God. Come on, John Cart. Stop it.
Call him by his full name. Jonathan McDaniel Cart. You knock your shit off. Nobody wants to read that. Except for me. Let's see what he's writing.
Let's see what he's saying.
Against the back let's both read it.
Against the backdrop of events leading up to the U.S. Civil War, Lieber articulated a distinctly idealistic theory of the state which identified the state and organic sovereign society. What the fuck is a state witch?
All right. That was worth it.
Worth it. Oh, God.
Okay. One, two, or three?
One. What do we got?
Don't shit on the subway.
All right. That's probably a good idea.
The MTA formally bans defecating on subways, among other new rules targeted at minimizing health risks.
So does that mean that it wasn't already illegal or against the rules?
Was that your one line?
No.
Do you have
Did
one
I
on
put
deck?
This up? What?
Yeah.
I don't even remember putting this up. That's not true. I put it up here because, like, you read that headline, but the article is actually, like, it goes into how people are upset about this. People are mad.
No.
Yes. That was what I got out of it. Like, it's just like a regular headline, and then people are mad about it.
All right. So now I have to read the article.
Let's see.
Oh, because of homeless people.
Uh-huh. Homeless advocates reacted angrily. While citing safety as a motivator, policies such as the ones approved today by the MTA disregard and jeopardize the health and well-being of people experiencing homelessness. What? What? Don't shit on the subway. No! now the homeless people can't be healthy.
They set a 90-minute limit on the amount of time a person can stay in a platform shelter or use a bench or chair in the station or terminal, mm-hmm. prohibit smoking of e-cigarettes, and prohibit shopping carts and wheeled carts greater than 30 inches in length.
Mm-hmm.
Homeless advocates reacted angrily.
Awesome.
Okay, so where was this at? I'm assuming New York.
Yeah. It says Long Island, right?
So, I went to New York, I guess it was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Rode the subway.
Sure.
Now knowing that they've made it against the law to shit on the subway, I would uh-huh. probably go back there.
Really? Was it that bad?
No, not really. I was just trying to be funny. It was fine.
It was fine.
We took Ubers.
Oh, did you? So you did ride the subway though, right? Did it smell like shit?
Not at all.
Did it smell like piss?
No.
Just regular?
No, it was fine. Smelled like bleach.
Smelled like bleach? Huh. Interesting. I've never ridden a subway, so I don't know.
I was so fucking confused. Like, okay, so I was, at the time I was living in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina has no huge cities, like with sure. skyscrapers or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go to New York, and it's just billions of people all rushing everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like in North Carolina, I can walk into a room
yeah.
and like, hey, buy me a beer. And, uh-huh. and somebody will buy me a beer.
Yeah.
Or I can walk in Kansas, I can walk into a room and say, give me a candy bar. And somebody will hand candy bar.
Uh-huh.
And in New York, I say, hey, and they all push me over.
They all push me over. Like they don't even know you're there. Is it so what I've never been to New York, but just what it looks like is that everybody is in a hurry to go nowhere all the time. Like it doesn't matter. Like just homeless people walking around, literally nowhere to go, but they're in a hurry to get there.
Yeah, I mean that I wouldn't have stated that they were in a hurry to go nowhere. I would have just said that everybody was in a hurry.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were there between Christmas and no. We were there for the Macy's Day Parade.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
So,
did you see Woody Woodpecker?
Yes. I don't know. Anyway, whatever.
Did that throw you off?
Yeah. So cool. It was like you come up to a, like, say you're going to cross the intersection.
Yeah.
Okay. You and 14,000 people stand there uh-huh. until the light tells you to walk.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody walks, and whether you want to or not, you're just, okay, I'm going this way now.
I'm going. It's like crowd surfing. Huh. Yeah, I can imagine that I wouldn't like that very much.
I went to Times Square, and, you know, I've spent some time on the streets. I consider myself pretty savvy.
Uh-huh.
Did I talk about this on the show when the guy ripped me off?
If you did, I don't remember it.
Well, I'll tell it again. Hopefully the story's the same. So this guy walks up, and he goes to shake my hand, mm-hmm. which is what you do to strangers in New York.
Is that right?
So when I grabbed his hand, mm-hmm. so our hands were interlocked.
Yeah.
Right? He took a bracelet off of his wrist, slid it over our hands, and slid it onto my wrist. And I said, thank you. And he said, $20.
What? $20?
So I bought the bracelet.
What? Were you scared to give it back to him?
I was intimidated by the moment.
Was he black?
I don't think so. I think he was like Afghanistanian or something. You know, like with a bomb vest.
Afghanistanian. Like, awesome. Did you ask him about 9/11?
Where were you?
Huh. $20, huh? I wonder if how often that actually works. If he intimidates people like that, you know.
He was a small guy. I was intimidated by the moment.
Do you still have the bracelet?
Somewhere, yeah.
Can the bracelet sponsor the show?
I would have to find it out.
We're just looking for new sponsors here.
I wonder if anybody would buy my. Now I know how people feel when they buy my fucking cutting boards.
I was just intimidated by the moment.
Sitting there looking at this fucking cutting board sitting on your table like, well, why the fuck did I buy this?
Now what? Awesome.
All right. That was Don't Shit on the Subway.
Yeah, don't shit on the subway, man. Come on.
See, don't you like how these have segments? Our shows have segments now.
Yeah. We've got segments. All right. I've always wanted segments.
Number one or number two?
Number one, I guess. Fine. Number two, then. God.
All right. Dueling.
Oh, shit.
Dueling. Two suspects arrested on dueling charges after shootout at Greeley Walmart released due to Weld County jail policy. So these two guys had they dueled. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
They went to Walmart parking lot to shoot each other. You know, like
that was their plan? Like they walked backwards, like away from each other and then turn around, quick draw?
Yeah. So they shot a couple cars up.
Uh-huh. So they're not very good.
Right. Neither one of them got shot.
Dumbasses.
But they got arrested and then released because they weren't charged with felonies.
But they shot cars. Is that not a felony?
So that's what I don't understand. I don't know if it's because, I don't know, where the fuck is it? It has to be Alabama or something, right? Colorado. Huh. Officers found over 20 shell casings at the scene.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So here's what they got charged with. There's two guys, Satcher and Nails. This sounds like
awesome.
The suspects have been identified as 24-year-old Jawan Satcher and 23-year-old Sheldon Nails, both of whom are from out of state. Satcher faces the following charges: engaging in a riot, fighting by agreement, dueling.
Fighting by agreement.
That's a charge.
Against the law? That's fucking nuts.
Four counts of reckless endangerment, illegal discharge of a firearm, and prohibited use of a weapon. Yeah, it looks like the other guy was charged with the same shit. But I'm picturing the...
Fighting by agreement.
Okay, this guy's name is Jawan Satcher, so black, right?
Yep, or Indian.
Jawan?
Satcher?
Jawan.
Sacagawea?
Jawan.
Anytime you say Sa, it's Sacagawea. That's
Satchel
Indian.
Page.
Sacagawea Page. I don't even know who that is. Satchel
He's
Page?
He's black.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's what I meant. Except for if they're black.
Okay, anyway, so we've established without a reasonable doubt that Jawan is black.
Okay.
What about Sheldon?
Sheldon
white,
is,
like
is white.
Than yeah. Shit, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Nerd.
Oh, fuck, my heart attack's almost here.
Jesus Christ. What the hell did you eat?
Firehouse subs.
Awesome. It's a ringing endorsement if I've ever heard one.
Have you ever had one?
Nope. We don't have one around here. Oh, wait. Maybe we do.
Yeah, I think you just got one.
I was going to say, I think they just opened one. Yeah. No, I never had it.
Well, get them. They're good.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Anyway, so I'm picturing this black guy and this white guy with the trench coat and the top hat.
Uh-huh.
You know, he slaps him across the face with the gloves. I challenge you to a duel. Then they go to Walmart.
The only place big enough, meet at the Walmart.
So I wonder how far away they were that they shot 20 rounds and nobody, they didn't hit each other.
It would be even better if they were like 4 feet apart. They were shooting sideways like gangsters.
So you shoot pistols every once in a while, right?
Yeah.
Are you any good?
No. Me and my wife took the concealed carry test and all that, and you have to shoot for it. My wife is a much better shot than I am.
Do you go like this? Ow! Ow! Ow!
Yes. She's like all serious, like right in the middle. I'm like.
So did you? You obviously shot well enough to get it, though, right?
Yeah. I'm not terrible. I'm just not great.
Can you explain something to me?
Yes.
Okay. So you said you got your concealed carry.
I did all the classes. I never sent in for it, but yes.
Okay. So assuming you got it, that means that you are legally allowed to walk around in your state with a gun concealed.
Yes.
Okay. Why would a state have a concealed carry law, but not an open carry law?
I've always wondered that myself. I don't know the answer to that. I think it's just because people are scared of guns and they don't want to cause a panic, I guess. That's what I'm guessing. I don't know the answer. But it is expressly illegal to carry, to open carry.
I mean, there it is?
Yes.
Oh, here it's not.
Yeah, you can't open carry here. One state over you can. In Iowa, you can open carry or conceal carry, either one. But not here.
Okay, so in Illinois, if you're driving around and you have your gun... Let's say you have a fucking 9mm, a Glock.
Mm-hmm.
If you have it sitting on the seat next to you, is that illegal?
No. Your car is considered, a container, basically.
Concealed?
No, it's not concealed. But, I mean, your car, like, you have to have your gun. I think when you're driving, you can't have it sitting next to you loaded. It has to be, how the fuck does that work? Fuck, I don't remember. Maybe when you get, I think when you're driving, you have to have it unloaded or in a sealed container away from you, I think.
Like Tupperware?
Yeah. But that doesn't make any sense. That can't be right either because you can carry it. Fuck, I don't know. I'd have to look at the fucking rules again. They gave us a book. I don't fucking remember. It was like 2 years ago that I took the course.
So what about the, like you always seen pickup trucks with gun rack in the back?
Yeah, when's the last time you've seen that? Wayne's World?
No, but we need a gun. I don't have enough guns to necessitate an entire rack. Okay, so I'm not trying to start an argument. I'm trying to learn.
No, I know, but I'm like, it hasn't been like legal or normal to carry guns on a gun rack for many, many, many years. Like, it's just not, at least in Illinois, because... Back in the 70s or whatever, people did that because they went hunting. That's just what they did, and nobody cared. But then everybody got scared of guns all of a sudden, and you can't do that anymore.
Then the blacks in Chicago started killing each other, and now they took your guns away.
Right.
Got it. All right.
There you go. But I don't know.
What? Cool.
So, do they have concealed carry, or is it just open carry there?
I believe that it's both.
Okay.
Everybody here has guns all the time.
Awesome.
But like North Carolina, it was people had guns, except it was There was a lot of open carry, like holsters with 40 bullets around them. You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yosemite
like a,
Sam.
Like a bandolero or whatever.
Is that a Mexican?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had Mexicans. Or did... Anyway.
Anyway. So, but, what state is it? There's one or two states, I think, that have, like, a constitutional carry, where, like, you can just do whatever you want. You like, they don't have any explicit rules for carrying. It's just the Constitution says you can carry a gun, so you can carry a gun. Conceal it, don't conceal it, we don't care. I thought it was like Arizona and Alaska or something like that.
What about Texas? Has got to be like that, right?
Maybe it is Texas. I can't remember which. There's a couple states that are like that, which that's how it should be. You just, whatever.
Yeah.
Just except, do whatever.
Except it shouldn't.
Of course it should. Yeah, it's my right.
No, it shouldn't.
It's my right.
No, it's not.
Oh. Well, I was under the impression that it was.
I don't give a fuck what you think about your alleged constitution. Awesome. Not everybody in the
United exists.
States.
I don't know.
Are you sure? Did he find it?
I've never seen it, so yeah, maybe you're right.
Oh, that was the Declaration of Independence. Anyway, not everybody in America should own a gun or
I agree.
Should have the right to.
Nah, I don't agree with that.
wait a minute. What?
Not everybody should, but everybody should have the right to.
No, that fucking... Okay, what about that fucking dingus Frankie McDonald that does the weather reports on Twitter?
That guy's awesome. What, are you going to take his guns away?
Yeah, if you're fucking right.
What? You're afraid he's going to shoot a tornado? Fuck, man. Who would you be afraid that he's going to shoot? Rival weathermen?
You could... Okay.
Your argument's falling apart here.
Recently, I'm not going to say that, in my state, there was a, what was it? The fucking Down Syndrome Society of America. There was a gathering of like 12,000 Down Syndrome people.
Really?
I'm saying right there is 12,000 people that shouldn't be able to own a gun.
I meant normal people. Normal, straight, white Americans.
Okay.
So straight, think, white, male-identifying American.
Do you think retards should be able to own a gun?
I'm not going to say no, because then I don't get a gun anymore. Oh, it all depends on who we let decide the definition of retarded. Perfect. Gunsfortards.com.
Oh, shit. No, I'm asking you, do you think retards should be able to own guns?
No, but I'd set the bar pretty high for what retarded is.
Good for you. More people in the workforce. That's what we need.
Right. Awesome.
How do you determine that? How would you...
I don't have an answer.
No, what's your TARD determination?
It's got to be on a sliding scale. 5 or above, you don't get any guns.
No, it's a spectrum. TARD is a spectrum.
Oh, God.
All right. That was dueling.
That was dueling.
That leaves Career Thief. This is our last story.
Oh, boy. Did I put this one on here?
Yes. Uh-oh. A woman who stole goods for 19 years and sold them on eBay has been sentenced to prison and ordered to pay $3.8 million.
Awesome. A Texas woman has been sentenced to 54 months in federal prison for stealing millions of dollars in merchandise and selling it on eBay. Kim Richardson, 63. So... It's awesome. If you could get away with it, wouldn't that be a great job? Just your job is just, I'm going to go store and steal some stuff to sell on eBay.
You ever steal anything from a store other than when you were a kid with the candy or whatever?
How young is a kid? I don't know. Up until I was about 15, I used to steal stuff all the time.
What was the most expensive thing that you stole?
CDs mainly. I mean, nothing super expensive. CDs. I got caught stealing. What year did the In Utero album come out? For the second Nirvana album, third Nirvana album, whatever it was, whatever year that was the year that I stopped because I got caught. It scared the shit out of me.
Did you get raped in prison?
No. Why? That's not true. Okay.
That's not true.
I didn't get caught. I mean, like, I got caught, but I didn't get caught. Like, the guy came out of the back room and he's like, "What'd you just put in your pants?" And I said, "Nothing." And I ran and they didn't chase me. And it was cold outside, like below freezing outside. And I ran straight out of the mall and I stepped in a puddle up to my knee and my pants froze. My friends were still in the mall and we had rode the bus there. So I was like, I was like freaking out, you know? I was freaking out. So I was like, stealing's not worth it.
So that was it? That's what broke the cycle?
Well, I mean, that, and once you get to a certain age, I don't know, this is what happened to me. Once you get to a certain age, you realize, like, stealing, like, people work for that shit. I don't know. I never, like, gave it a whole lot of thought. And then, like, once you get older and you get a job and you start realizing, like, man, if somebody steals my shit, that would fucking suck. So it makes you think maybe I shouldn't steal other people's shit.
That's weird. I figured you would have the mindset that you could, that it would be okay to steal from a store because their insurance will cover it. I figured you were one of those people.
No, that's retarded. I shouldn't even have guns if I think that.
You shouldn't have guns.
When people say that, like, it just, that is a, you are a simple-minded person if you think that. You are a dumb person if you think that and you actually believe it. Like, if you can justify stealing because you're stealing from somebody, it's weird.
I mention they had insurance?
Yeah, you did.
I think even dumber than that are people that steal from their workplace.
Why?
Because they're already giving you money. Like, that's your life. That's your source of income.
Yeah.
And then you steal from them. Yeah. It's so fucking stupid. If you're going to steal from somebody, mm-hmm. don't steal from somebody that can fire you.
That I understand. But it all depends on if you like your job or if you like care if you lose your job. If you don't care if you lose your job, yeah, steal as much as you want. They got insurance. It's cool.
Okay, so you are against stealing, right?
Yes, for the most part, yes.
What do you mean for the most part?
It's the same cliche that everybody says. I'm either going to steal this or my kids are going to starve. Well, I'm going to steal it. I mean, what I'm saying? Like, it's, but
sorry kids, I got ethics.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. On principle though. Yeah. Stealing is bad. It's not a good thing.
But what if you could steal something that, like, let's say you could go into a store mm-hmm. and steal a loaf of bread
mm-hmm.
and somebody, don't know who, comes in and replaces the loaf of bread before anybody knows that you stole it.
What does that have to do with anything? I still stole it.
But the company
bread's not free.
The company isn't out the money.
Why?
Because somebody else came in and replaced that loaf of bread.
So then somebody else is out money?
No, they baked the bread themselves and they grew the yeast or whatever.
What are you growing? Yeast.
I know her.
I don't understand. So in your theoretical world, I'm stealing, but I'm not stealing. Well, then, yeah, I'm against not stealing.
No, in my theoretical world, you are going in and getting a free loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the company that is putting the bread on display is not out any money.
Okay.
So normally everybody would be expected to pay for that bread, but you got it for free and nobody's out. Are you good with that?
I mean, no. Okay. Yes. Wait. Yeah. I mean, if nobody's out, I guess. Yeah. But it's not even a possibility, but yeah, sure. Okay. If nobody is out anything, then yeah, then I didn't really steal anything.
Say you're against it.
I already know where you're going with this now. Yes, I'm against it. It clicked in my head where you were going.
I waited too long, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. It clicked in my head. At first, I didn't get it, but then it clicked in my head where you were going.
Yeah, I fucking waited too long. I was getting ready to go in for the attack, and then you
that would have been a good one if you would have been just a little bit quicker than me. I figured it out 2 seconds too early.
All right.
Damn it, I almost walked right into that one.
That was Career Thief.
All right. I love how we have segments.
Well, it's part of my drive to get people to go to our Patreon and sign up is to be more professional. I want somebody to hear this and say, that sounded like a professional show.
Huh.
Did you freeze up?
Nope. Nope, I was just trying to process that.
Okay, so that is all we have on the board.
All right.
We wiped the board clean.
That's a good thing. That means we've got all new for the coming week. Fuck.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. So now is the time where we shout out our patrons.
Yeah.
Our new patrons.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Can I get some patron music, please? All right. Thank you, the OG, Big B.
Thank you, Daniel, for signing up. It is the highlight of my
existence
when I see that email come through that says you have a new patron. And Daniel, you triggered that in my heart. That makes you the man.
God. All right, Wolf Dog. Jason, thank you very much, Jason. We appreciate it.
Nathan was our, are you ready for this? He was our 300th patron.
Damn. Can you believe that shit? Two chuckleheads just fucking saying dumb things. 300 people appreciate that enough. Thank you. Thank you very much, Nathan. Vamp, is it Vampy or Vampen? Did you add a space in there? Or is that like that?
I don't know. Vamp, shit.
Vampy. Thank you, Vampy.
Ian, back at it again, up from $79 to $85 a month. Oh, creeping up, man. He is, I think that puts him solidly as my third favorite patron.
Uh-huh. And he's the man?
Ian. You the man.
God, sounds so cringy.
We have got to speed this up, man. I'm dying.
All right. Okay. All right, Gerardo. Thank you, Gerardo. Doug's
thanks,
having
Gerardo.
A heart attack.
Thank you, Ollie. Thank you, Ant. Bye, everybody.
I even got a thank you. Yes.
Thanks, Anthony, for signing up.
Oh, my God.
Who was that one?
Ollie Blazin. Edited their pledge from $5 to $10. Thank you very much, Ollie.
Thank you, Ollie. Oh, fuck. There's two of these to read.
Two of these to read. God.
Ansu. Ansu signed up for a year. Oh, fuck. Ansu is the head breeder at a fresh fish market in Ohio. His job is mostly just to masturbate the fish and deliver sperm to the insemination team. It is a family-owned business. Ansu is a very spiritual person. He was raised in the Church of Scientology and molested into the Catholic faith at a young age. He's currently studying to be a priest and runs the local church youth outreach programs.
Thank you.
The OG Big B just he's a fucking year annual patron. Fuck. OG runs a website that sells gas cans and gas can accessory subscriptions. He came up with a business idea when he ran out of gas and didn't have a gas can handy. He is hoping to sell his first subscription any day now. He also sells what he calls field manuals for life. He has written two manuals so far. The correct way to use a Phillips screwdriver, which is 46 pages. Spoons, forks, and other utensils, which is 38 pages with illustrations.
Thank you.
Go.
All right, thank you, Nikki. We appreciate it, Nikki.
Madra, $5. I appreciate it. Madra has a brother.
Did Madra you know this? Has a brother. Yes, I did know this.
His name is Ulysses.
Ulysses.
He is not the same one that tanked our episode.
Right. I think this is the Mexican Ulysses.
As I understand it, he is the Andrew of the family. Do you know what that means?
I think that means he talks with a lisp.
How did you get that?
I don't know. Just
fuck.
You're fucking dying. Jesus Christ.
All right.
Oh God.
So what I would suggest, Ulysses, I know he listens too. Mm-hmm. I suggest that you sign up to our Patreon so we talk shit about your brother.
We can call him Mexican too.
The next one I think is my newest favorite patron name.
Yeah, Bomb Vest.
Yeah, that sounds badass. Like,
it sounds like an old video game.
If I could, I always said that if I could, that's what started. I wanted to make up my own nickname. I wanted to be called Hammer. That's what led to the ham and pickle conversation. Uh-huh. I think I would change Hammer to Bomb Vest. If I was called Hammer, I would ask you to start calling me Bomb Vest.
All right, Hammer, you got it. All right, thanks, Bomb Vest. Oh, and Slushy Wolf, my new favorite singer. Slushy Wolf is really, really
your
good.
New favorite singer.
Don't you remember when he was on singing?
Oh, when he was playing.
When the dude was beatboxing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Thank you, Slushy Wolf. Ollie Blazin, you da essay, homie. I'm so white.
Oh, thanks. Fuck. All right.
Thanks, Ollie.
Bye.
Bye.